there are so many. The Southerners are also considered to be a rowdy bunch, and I guess a little out of hand a lot of times at the football games and things like that. Have they always been that way, or?
Well, I guess it depends on what you mean by rowdy. I don't think the gang has ever been rowdy as such. Like, for instance, you know, that we never have been big on taking a whole lot of chaperones or anything when we go somewhere, you know. And I would say most of the time, you know, whenever we've been out to places, the kids have been quite good about everything. I mean, I'm not saying that there's not a little life in the gang, but I think that, you know, they're... basic respect and stuff has always been decent, and to tell you the truth, if I had somebody that was really that bad, he wouldn't be in the band come Monday. I hate to say that, but that's just the way I am. I think right now the band might be on a little bit on the rowdy side for this one reason, that, you know, in the years prior to the years that Ken came here, I think that morale of the band had run way down, and when Ken came in, he understood that was one of the big things he had to fight and to work, is to get the morale of the group back up. And in doing that, you know, you used such things as the Troy game as an impetus to stir enthusiasm and loyalty and that, and I think maybe with a lot of emphasis on that, maybe there was a little bit more rowdiness in the Troy game than any of us would have liked. But on the other hand, it tended to solidify a little bit more of the Southerner spirit.
I guess a better word would be arrogance that the Southerners have had, because most of the Southerners are good players, and the Southerners are good. And so there has been a certain arrogance within the group for the years that I...
Arrogance is a thing that that nobody is proud of. I think that maybe you would want the group to have something that might be under the category of confidence. But... I think sometimes when you see things like that developing, then you need to put a little concern on it. And Ken will do that. He'll take it. I've had to say to the group many times, you know, I feel like you have a lot more enthusiasm than sense. But you know, it's hard. It's hard to make everybody feel the same way about everything that you do. And but you do try to influence kids to do what you consider to be right. There's nothing wrong in being a good person. Maybe it might be the most important thing in life.
It's very obvious to me and to a lot of people that, just for the record, I want to know what you did to earn so much respect from the students and the faculty at Jackson State.
Well, I don't know that I deserve all that. You know, from my position, I worked the job hard. I never was lazy about it. I stood up till 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning writing parts many a time. And in the early days, I wrote everything for the band. And, of course, I still continue to do that for the ballerina numbers, because you can't buy that kind of thing much. So I always wrote those. And we finally got to the place where, you know, we stole an awful lot of things from Bugle Corps. But I always continued to write things for the band. I don't know. Maybe they respected partly my knowledge of what I was doing. I don't know. And like I say, I never, to my own knowledge, I never abused anybody. I never put anybody down in front of the peers. Somebody did something I didn't like, I'd call them in my office and I'd tell them about it. But I wouldn't dare get out there in their face in front of all those kids and tell them what I thought. I just don't believe in that. And the times that I've had to reprimand some of these kids, I think they've accepted it quite well. I think they understood that my whole motivation was to make them a better person. But anyway, like I say, I don't deserve the attention that those kids give me.
Well, obviously they thank you.
Well, and I appreciate that, I do. You know, the kids have always been so good to me here. They really have. For a long time, I was the only Northerner in the Southerners. But, no, I can never complain about the kids. They've just been exceptional. And always the willingness to work. That's the key to everything, is the willingness to work. If you're not going to work, everybody else is going to beat you, you know. And that's why I don't think there's any sense in getting all upset if a band comes on that's better than you are. You know, I can look at a band that's better than us and just say, well, I know exactly how you got there. You know. So, you know, if somebody's better than us, they're working harder. And of course you have to have some know-how too. You have to know what to work on, how to put it together. But now the willingness to work, I think, is the work ethic is a good thing for all people to learn. And to have a warm feeling when you do something really well, to have that warm feeling and say, hey, that's the way to go.
What things do you want remembered about you? When you're gone from JSU, what do you want people to look back at and see about you?
Well, gee, I don't know. I hope they'll say that I was fair in everything that I did, and I guess in my own mind, I've always had the good of the kids at heart. Even if I had to fuck the administration about it. And I did get myself in trouble a number of times. But my motivation was always for the program and for the kids.
Good. Is it true that JSU is planning on naming the new music building after you?
I have no idea. I don't even know, you know, what the future plans are for a new building or anything.
That's been a rumor around Mason Hall.
Well, probably, like I say, the kids are awfully good to me, you know. And like I say, you know, if you ask me about whether I deserve it now, I don't think I deserve it. But like I say, I'm not unappreciative. But I don't know. I like people and I like life. And I think always in trying to do things, you have to put the puzzle together. You know, even though you might think you're really important, you better not forget about people. And I think, you know, when you go to a lot of meetings and a lot of things that involve people that are sort of high up in city politics or whatever, you know, you want to stand up and say, hey, nothing's that important. You know, when you get things that are so important that it walks on people, for instance, maybe it's too important. I just think it's good for people to have a good Christian attitude about everything. And God has smiled on a lot of us. Like, I feel that God takes good care of fools and children. Maybe I fall into that.
What do you hope for the Southerners in the future?
Well, I think that Ken's going to take them forward. I think that I'm just real impressed with the job he does. He's just really excellent at it. And he has a good attitude about the kids. He has good knowledge of the music. He works hard, you know, and he expects those under him to work hard. And I think when people are working, that's good. I don't think I'd ever like to see a bunch of laziness going on.
He has a very good work ethic, and he has encouraged us. I feel like last year was the best year that I've had in Southerners so far, and this year will be my fourth year, and I'm definitely going back because last year was such a great year for us.
He works hard. The thing about it is, I know that he gets a lot of jealousy from the faculty, but you know, if they had to follow him around for 3 days, they'd change their mind about wanting to have his job. From the time he gets up in the morning till he puts it to bed at night, he is going.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Walters. This has been wonderful. Fascinating. Everything you've told me has helped me so much. And this is going to the history department. I appreciate your help too.
Well, sure.